Got into my third year and final year of my grad degree, and my voice teacher at the beginning of the year said, Jamie, you need 4 arias to be able to do anything. So it's time. I'm going to make you do the Met competition. That means you have to learn 4 or 5 arias by October. Go. Well, that happened. It was a harrowing process. So I went, I found 4 arias, 4 or 5. I did the competition at the state level, and I won. And I got to the district, and I won. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to the semifinals. And it was as whirlwind as it can get. But I had a wonderful group of people helping me out. It was a wonderful experience. The year that I did the Met competition happened to be the year that they were filming the wonderful documentary film that they released.
This was 07?
2007, yes. I did not know that they would be filming anything going into the first couple of rounds. I think I'm sure they sent me a letter at some point saying, hey, by the way. But I had a wonderful group of people helping me out. Marietta Simpson.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Sylvia McNair. And my voice teacher, Marianne Hart, actually took me over to Marietta's house one day and played human Barbie doll with me, dressing me up in their clothes and their jewelry. And they sent me with this wardrobe of stuff to wear at the Met.
Teaching you how to be a diva.
Teaching me how to be a diva.
Diva 101. You had to get that under your belt along with the 5 arias.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm so grateful for that, because when I went to the Met, which, by the way, was my first time stepping into those doors, I had never seen an opera there. I'd seen Lincoln Center, but I'd never been inside. And stepping into those doors and knowing that I was wearing my voice teacher's necklace and Marietta's shoes and Sylvia's wrap, these things, there was something very comforting about it.
And
it worked. I ended up winning. I was one of the 6 winners that year. Had a wonderful week. Really wonderful. A good friend of mine, Amber Wagner, was also one of the winners. And we constantly joke that we had no clue what was going on. We had absolutely no clue of the stakes of what was happening. Because not only is it the Met competition, which is kind of the pinnacle of American competitions, but it was being filmed. It was going to be released. We were going to be 20 feet tall in a movie theater at some point.
Good thing those divas dressed you up, huh?
Absolutely. Although I'm pretty sure they did catch me in my Jimi Hendrix t-shirt one day.
Perfect.
But we were so much better for the fact that we didn't know. We didn't have a clue. We were enjoying ourselves.